episode 3255, A Time of Reflection and Renewal.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day and Merry Christmas Eve. Yes, it is the day before Christmas, and it doesn't matter now what you have done or what you haven't done. What matters is where your heart is. Are you ready to prepare your heart? It's a time of reflection and renewal. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. As twinkling lights adorn our homes, the air echoes with festive melodies, and the aroma of freshly baked treats fills the kitchen, there's a palpable sense of anticipation in the air. Christmas Eve, a time of reflection and renewal. You know, as the chilly December wind embraces you and the days grow shorter, your heart stirs with a special anticipation. Christmas Eve, the evening before the birth of Jesus Christ, is undoubtedly one of the most magical and cherished nights of the year for Christians around the world. Where are you sitting right now? What are you doing? Are you still in the busyness of the season? Are you still trying to figure out if you have all the gifts? My husband and I were driving yesterday and traffic was crazy. Everybody did not pack their patience. People were honking, people were rude. And then you had those that were the opposite. They were just very kind and just very okay. It just is what it is and we're just going to deal with it. But in all of that, you just got this sense of urgency my way. Like, this is my highway. Get off of it. You're in my way. And if you're in my way, I'm coming through anyway. Are you living that life on the edge, the wrong edge of glory? Are you trying to do everything right now, this holiday season, where you are spending time and keeping your schedule so busy that you're missing the real reason for the season? You see, I want to remind you today, a time of reflection and renewal. It's a time to come together, a time to prepare our hearts to celebrate the joy, the miracles, and unconditional love that is embodied in the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. May this time that you hear my voice, and as you continue through your day and through the weekend, may this time be filled with hope in which Jesus Christ brought to each of you, to me too. So I want to delve in a little bit to what the Bible says and a few things because I want you to ponder them, right? Mary pondered a lot of things in her heart. And if you go back to when she was greeted by the angel, in fact, even before that, when it was actually told and spoken that there would be a Messiah that would come and would be a babe here on earth, one in human flesh, God in the flesh. Now, you've got to understand back then, right? You got to take out cell phones and Google. You got to take away computers. You got to take away even just a telephone where you could pick it up when it was hanging on the wall. You got to take away the 8-tracks, the record players, the VHS. You got to take away radio. And what you've got to bring to reality is that it was town to town, riding on a donkey, or on a camel, or walking long stretches. Think of them as colonies or pods. For whatever reason, it's hard for us to imagine, but the story of Jesus Christ, like, it's a real thing. And sometimes we get caught up in the busyness that we forget what's right in front of us. We forget the real reason for the season because we're caught up in our own tinsel and ornaments. And we're trying to adorn our own trees with our own accomplishments. But we forget what God has gifted us under the tree. A little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And so as you prepare your heart today and throughout the evening, I really want you to look and understand the significance of Christmas Eve and the preparation for the arrival of Jesus. Maybe for you, it's getting up early so you can go to the early morning Christmas service. Or maybe you're one who says, well, it's Jesus's birthday, so we've got to have a cake. So today, maybe you choose to bake the birthday cake of Jesus's. I know we did that. My kids were little. That's one thing we'd do, and we'd actually would sing happy birthday. Now, some people would say, well, that's kind of strange, Christiane. I'm like, well, no, it's not. It's his birthday. We celebrate the birth of our children, of us as mom and dad. Why would we not celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? And so we'd light candles and all the kids would blow them out. Usually it was a Christmas tree. Maybe it was a heart. It just depended. Sometimes it was, honestly, life was too busy, so it was just in a cake pan, nothing fancy. But then we forget that Jesus came to the not-so-fancy place. He wasn't up in the penthouse suite where he was born. He was born in a lowly stable. And it was a very quiet place. Okay, maybe there was a little bit of screaming because it was childbirth, but we'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, right? We forget that the story of Mary and Joseph and their journey to Bethlehem was real. But we get caught up, right, in our own things. And I got to tell you, my schedule has been absolutely crazy these past few months. We've had a new grandbaby. We've had some other things happen. We've had work on our house. We've been kind of going back and forth. And so I haven't been home as much. And so doing things on the road, trying to do things and actually record in the studio, I mean, it's been a little bit chaotic. And so you want to know a little secret? I did not put up my Christmas tree for our house until just 2 days ago. Not even 48 hours ago. I kid you not. Now my studio was decorated. So if you watch the TV show, you'll see it all decked out and adorned. Next week, it's Christmas, right? Christmas is on Monday, and so all of our TV shows will be the Christmas show. I would encourage you to tune in. We're working on getting it on createyournow.com, but you can watch it on pray.com. It's there all the time. You can watch it on thewalk.tv. You can also watch it KCHF-TV in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a lot of different places you can pick it up. And we've got more stations coming. It's a great position to be in, but you see, it was like I was trying to prepare for everything else but the one thing in our house. It was for us. And that was the preparation and preparing our hearts for the celebration of the birth of Jesus. But you know, we get in our own way, don't we? It's one thing that Mary was good at, and so was Joseph. They did not allow themselves to get in their own way. God prepared the way. God prepared their hearts. And they traveled. They did what they needed to do as a couple who was yet to be wed. Remember? Born of a virgin. And so, still, there was celebration. Oh, I'm sure there were times that Mary thought, there's no way I'm cut out for this. There's no way. Like, why me? Like, Lord, why would you choose me? A time of reflection and renewal. Joseph had to accept that his fiance, the woman he was engaged to be married, was pregnant. Still a virgin, though. And oh my goodness. Well, how does this all work? You'd probably be scratching more than just your head. You see, we forget to put ourselves in their shoes. And no, we really can't imagine it because we have Google, right? We have ChatGPT. We've got Wikipedia. We have cell phones. We are so connected, but let me tell you, our hearts are so disconnected because we've forgotten to prepare them. Time of reflection and renewal. So on this night, as you reflect upon the blessings bestowed upon you and throughout the year, it's fitting to ponder the words found in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." My friend, indeed, the birth of Jesus fills our hearts with immeasurable joy and hope. And so as you prepare to honor his arrival, let's feel the sense of anticipation, akin to that of the shepherds and the wise men who journeyed to the humble manger. You've got to reflect and anticipate. You know, I think about the gift of love and salvation. Christmas Eve reminds us of the profound love God has for humanity. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." In this season of giving, let's not forget that the ultimate gift we receive is the promise of salvation through Jesus Christ. My friend, that means eternal life. We should be standing on the rooftops celebrating this, but no, we're caught up in, do I have the turkey thawed? Do I have the prime rib? Where's the ham? Oh, wait, I've got to get the sides. Did we make the bread? I've got to have cinnamon rolls. What about the cinnamon apples? What is it for you? Pumpkin pie? Banana cream pie? Maybe sweet potato pie? What's something special for you? It is a time right now, on this Christmas Eve, to reflect on the significance of his birth and the eternal impact it has had on our lives. The story of Jesus is real, God in the flesh. And just as Mary and Joseph prepared for the birth of Jesus, we too must embrace the spirit of preparation. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 reminds us of the faith and surrender required during this time. Have you surrendered? Have you given up what God has asked you to give up? The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is with you, my friend. And we take that for granted so often, until all of a sudden we have a 911 moment. I don't want you to have a 911 moment. I want you to meet God right now where you are, because he's ready to meet you. So this season, as you decorate your home, bake festive treats, and exchange gifts, also remember to prepare your heart to welcome Jesus with sincere devotion. Ready to say, "Lord, here I am, send me." Christmas Eve holds a sacred space in our hearts, reminding us to slow down, reflect, and open our hearts to God's unconditional love and the grace that he gives. It is a moment to hold dear as we prepare to celebrate the miracle of Jesus' birth. Christmas Eve is an extraordinary time of the year, filled with profound joy and an overwhelming sense of love. So as we gather with loved ones and adorn our homes with sparkling lights, let us take a moment to remember the true reason for this season, the birth of Jesus Christ. May you reflect, prepare, and surrender to the immense love and grace that emanates from this blessed night. Let's celebrate Christmas Eve with reverence and an open heart, for it is through the birth of Jesus that we find hope, redemption, and eternal life. So as you prepare your heart, may God meet you right where you are, and may you experience the wonder and peace that surpasses all understanding. Merry Christmas. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day, and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.